And on the line with us, we have former Commissioner Rick Kelly, and we're going to have a discussion. How are you, Commissioner?
I'm good, John.
And we have an old person that you hired. He's the current Chief of Intelligence.
Thomas Galati.
Hello, sir.
Well, he is a great public servant. He's done a tremendous job. I know he continues to do that job. He certainly did it for me. But he is an absolute star of the police department. And I hope he's there for many more years.
Yes, and he just gave us a briefing on making our citizens of New York feel that they're going to be safe during 9/11. Any input on your from yourself?
Oh, 9/11. I was in Midtown Manhattan. I was working for Bear Stearns, a financial services company. I was in the executive dining room. We got word that a small plane had hit the World Trade Center, and then obviously shortly thereafter, 15 minutes after, it was the second plane. Everyone knew it was terrorism. I went to a new building that we were building just a couple of blocks away. I went up to the highest floor I could go to, and I ultimately saw the first building fall.
Wow.
And it was just a tremendous shock to me. I had been the police commissioner during the first World Trade Center attack, and I remember people saying, this building could never come down. And to see it crumble before your eyes was just such a jolting, unforgettable experience. Obviously, you knew that many, many people would be losing their lives, and that's precisely what
the first estimate was, like 25,000-30,000.
Well, people were basing it on the capacity of the buildings, but it was early in the morning, and I think we were very fortunate. Obviously, people above where the airplanes hit, almost all of them unfortunately lost their lives, but people below that had a shot to get out, an opportunity to get out. And many of them did. But it was, it's a day that none of us will ever forget. Everyone will know where they were when those buildings were attacked. I think we learned a lot from it. We did a lot of things in New York City to help better protect ourselves. Tom Galati, for instance, is very much instrumental in the intelligence division. He wasn't there right away, but we brought him in, and he did a great job. We really made the intelligence division into a professional information gathering and analytical entity. And, of course, we brought in David Cohn, 35-year veteran of the CIA, who did a tremendous job as well in leading our intelligence revamping. Before 9/11, the intelligence division was basically escorting VIPs. After 9/11, it became a real professional operation, and we had people ultimately stationed overseas in 12 cities. We brought in former FBI, DIA, DEA agents to help us establish the division, and I think they've done and continue to do a great job. You know, you're not going to be right all the time. It's just New York is a big, porous city. I mean, that's just the reality of it. We are vulnerable and will remain vulnerable. So you have to do the best you can to get information and to protect our citizens.
Commissioner, you've been around and been commissioner for a long time, and give me your gut feeling. I mean, everybody thought right after Labor Day, New York is going to open up. I'm not getting the pulse that we're opening up right now after Labor Day. I had some dinner the other day, and with high-level bankers, and said, well, we were going to open up this month, and we're putting it off to next month or next week, et cetera, et cetera. You know New York better than anybody. What's your gut feeling?
Well, I was in Midtown today, and very few people on the street. It was light rain, but I was still shocked at that. You see all of these smaller stores, small business establishments, they remain closed. Many of them, you know, will never reopen. I mean, I hope New York comes back and comes back soon, but I know what you mean. I don't see the indicators of that. I know there's a lot of happy talk that says it's coming back, but I think we have a long way to go. People are still very, very concerned about riding in the subway. There are bad things going to happen to you on the subway. So what are they doing? They're staying above ground. They're taking cars if they can, and I guess they're still working from home.
If there's any traffic, it's because people are not doing mass transit. That's the reason for the additional traffic. It's real people.
You know, lower Manhattan, they said the subway population was down 82%. Was the last number I saw. That's an incredible number, if that's the case. So we've got to do everything we can to ensure people that the subways are safe. If it takes more cops or whatever it takes, we gotta get them. We gotta get them on those platforms because the subways.
You might have to go back to the old days, a cop on every platform, just about.
Well, that's very expensive and very very difficult to do. But I think we need some dramatic movement to get those subways under control and get people's confidence up that hey, they can ride it in peace.
We have a minute left. Ed Cox, Governor Patterson, any questions?
Commissioner Kelly, this is Lydia Saronic. Most of the crimes that are being perpetuated on the subway tracks and on the platforms are by people that are mentally ill. What can be done about that from a legal standpoint? Because somebody's mentally ill, you can't throw them in jail, but these people also need help. What can be done?
It is a huge problem. I think the next administration has to create a core of professionals that go out, interact with these people, do an inventory, get their records, give them help if possible, if they'll accept. But we don't know enough about them. And there's this canard that it's somehow lack of housing. It's not lack of housing. These people have, most of them have significant mental problems. They have to be addressed head on. And I think you do it with more professional personnel that can talk to them, interview them, and refer them if need be.
Right. The answer isn't just to lock them up and throw away the key.
Yeah. No, those people need, have to build more hospitals. Those people need treatments. A lot of them are vets. A lot of them are homeless.
They
need treatments, and they need to be in a hospital, not on the streets in New York. Governor, anything? We have a minute left or so. Ed Cox, Governor?
I was just going to say to the Commissioner, I think that whatever we could do to get more people into the subway, because I think I ride the subway more than anyone else in this city. I think I have more subway rides than anyone. The first thing I look for when I go down into the subway is how many other people are down there. If I feel like as if I'm down there by myself, I generally go back up and go down on another part of the tracks.
Wow. I didn't know that. Ed Cox, last word?
I just use the subway twice today. It's actually safe. It's just that when there's an incident, it gets publicity.
But you were a ranger in the Army.
Yeah, airborne, at least.
Yeah, airborne. Air Force. Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to go after a ranger or a Green Beret.
Well, these are people, as Lydia, as you said, these are people who just don't know what they're doing. They just, they're crazy.
It's really
the question is, how do you
everybody.
Keep them out of the subways?
Commissioner, last word.
Well, an awful lot of work has been done to protect this city. I hope the loss of Afghanistan doesn't put us in more danger than we are. I don't think it was a smart move to do that. We could have had a small cadre there and give some stability to that country. But so we don't know. You know, we're rolling the dice. We'll see if, in fact, we now become more of a target as a result of basically terrorists and radical Islamists taking over Afghanistan.
I understand we're doing a 9/11 special this weekend, and you're going to be on with your son, Greg Kelly, on WABC Radio tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
I hope everybody listens, and you'll really know what the heck is going on in our city. And let's take a break. Thank you, Commissioner.